Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
I'd like to remind you that our coverage of the football postseason here on WEEI is presented by Wise Snacks. And boy, is Curtis getting wise here this morning.
Well, I'm always in this room without any chips, so I finally came in and I took Wiggy's sour cream and onion. These things are spectacular.
You've eaten half the bag, my God.
Well, you're in the bag, so I'll have some.
No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I'd like to just... Here's a quote that I really liked from the Wickersham piece. We're digesting that, and of course, the week that is. And if you're just joining us, the breaking news, according to Adam Schefter, is it breaking news? I think it's just kind of revealing insight.
It is a heartbreaking news.
The Patriots are in no hurry to hire a GM and may even wait until after the draft to do so, Schefter reported on ESPN here this morning. So the wildness continues. But, okay, here in this piece.
Kraft also hiring a CPA after filing his taxes.
For most of this year, Belichick seemed most interested in staying put, writes Wickersham. If Kraft came to him after the season, he would make it clear to confidants that his plan was to say that he had done his best with what ownership wanted, with Mayo, O'Brien, and hiring outside on the scouting side. He wanted to force Kraft to decide. Quote, he's going to have to move first, end quote.
An interesting note with that quote, it is attributed directly to Bill Belichick.
Right. So who was reporting that? Where's he getting? Where's that source?
That means it's
straight
too,
from Bill?
I mean, how else?
No, I think somebody overheard Bill say that.
But that's not what the quote says.
Yeah, this is Bill confidant.
No, it just says Bill Belichick. Read it.
No, it said he would make it clear to confidants. His plan was to say that he had done his best. So it could have been from a confidant who is reporting that quote.
But the quote that is Belichick, it says just Bill Belichick.
I know, but it's right after the paragraph with who knows? I don't know. Maybe it is Bill. I'd be surprised if Bill's talking to Wickersham.
He's going to have to move on first, quote, Belichick said.
There's the description of the fight between Bill O'Brien and Belichick makes me think Billy O is directly involved in these discussions.
Oh, you better believe that the Gerard Mayo is rubbing people the wrong way. Direct Billy O'Brien. Right. And the quote in here where they're
the
talking about the swing in the bat during it.
Carry a big stick.
Yeah, I mean.
Nothing wrong with that. I walk around the office with the bat sometimes.
Yeah, just no big stick.
Effective. Let's go to, by the way, you can join us, 617-779-7937. Text at 37937. A lot of anticipation for Mondays with Mayo. Greg is all kinds of fired up for that.
He really is.
Show title suggestion here from the 508, Talking Turkey with Mayo. That'll be good around Thanksgiving.
I love it. Kraft celebrates Thanksgiving in December.
Let's go to Doug in the car. Good morning, Doug.
Oh, hey. Hey, the nice thing about all this is between Belichick and Kraft, you know, everything is coming out.
Yep,
like,
yep.
There's no way we're not getting the whole story, like, over the next, like, year, whatever it is.
Right.
Well, Bill has no choice. Kraft's been forcing Bill to respond. It's been 6 months of just getting bludgeoned.
Yep. And then I'll hang up. I think he has a big say, but you guys didn't talk about Bill O'Brien contributing to the quarterback or top three discussion. Like, you were talking about the depth chart and having a general manager and all that kind of stuff. So I don't see why O'Brien like wouldn't make the pick, and I'd feel pretty good about it would be my two cents. So hang up.
That's a real interesting one. So obviously Kraft wanted O'Brien here. He's loyal to the guys that he wants. Now it's his show. It's no longer a dictatorship. In that case, Bill O'Brien stays, but McDaniels is at the press conference. Could potentially come back as a quarterback's coach or something.
Oh, McDaniels was there for Bill. He's not there for Kraft.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think McDaniels comes anywhere. I think,
but they once promised McDaniels the job. He had the deal that Mayo did, sort of, without explicitly writing it.
Right. My guess, just a guess, is that Bill Belichick in Dallas has Josh McDaniels as his coordinator.
So Bill O'Brien is going where?
Here.
He's staying?
Oh, yeah.
And he and Mayo coexist.
I mean, if you want something to, you're trying to say, I mean, the Patriots have basically done everything to be dysfunctional. Like, if they change that now, it would be a surprise. But they're not hiring the GM until after they make the most important draft pick in a generation.
I don't know that it's necessarily dysfunctional, but it's just if there were, if this year,
if the Jets,
if these stories
that,
are right.
If this, all, everything is true,
yeah,
and it's all about the Jets, how many people are here are laughing their asses at them? They're going to hire the GM after they make the third overall pick? In what world?
Okay, here's a Phil Perry tweet to expand on the GM search. Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston. Here's what I'm told on the Patriots front office situation. They are not expected to bring in a new general manager. It's anticipated by team sources that both,
oh my God,
Matt Groh,
I can't,
and Elliot Wolf will remain with the Patriots and have prominent roles in personnel.
I can't. Today, what's today's date?
113.
I am no longer in any way supporting this organization. It is all about saving
effing
money.
They let Bill go. Come on.
It is saving money.
I don't know.
You don't
know?
Two
household names.
Ken, don't do this stupid thing where you're playing devil's advocate.
You take Christian Gonzalez last year. It was a good pick.
Ken. Matt Groh being in that room is a middle finger to the fan base. Yep. If you want fast players, you got to draft fast players. We're going to pick Tyquan Thornton.
Keeping it in the family.
The guy that picked Cole Strange.
Honestly, though,
if you love football, this is the place to be.
Oh, shoot me in the head.
If you would have,
God, is this depressing.
What GM would you want? Because all the names reported are like former Patriots guys.
Today,
anyway.
Boston College is closer to a national championship than the Patriots are to a Super Bowl.
They're not.
What has Matt Groh done to earn this job?
Guys who love football know that this is a place for guys who love football.
City So, all pro. Did you see Gresh Sweetness?
This is like a bad dream. I can't believe I'm on the radio right now. What are they doing? At my core, I want the teams to be successful. It's in my blood. It's my curse. I grew up in the 90s watching Drew Bledsoe lock on Ben Coates 35 times a game. We had the blessing of the greatest to ever do it with the greatest coach at the same time. And now we're back to Loserville. We suck. God, we suck.
It could work. A little skeptical. Let's go to Rick in Brooklyn. Hello, Rick.
Hi, guys. I've got a question about why Bill Belichick is considered a surefire hit in his next location as someone who's literally never done anything without Brady. And also, is that the face of your organization that you would want, a monosyllabic, dour 72-year-old? I mean, I don't see it. What do you guys think?
Rick, I think we're too close. I know you're in New York, but even New York is close. Atlanta today, if Arthur Blank hires Bill Belichick, they are getting an uptick in season tickets. They are getting added, you know, commercial investment from the companies around Atlanta. That is a sellable hire. And I think that the Bill Belichick you're going to get in Atlanta will be similar to how we began here. I don't know if you remember this, Rick, but the first introductory press conference when he was hired, he poked fun at the bizarre dour presser he gave in New Jersey when he departed the Jets. I think he's going to be exuberant. Yep. He's going to have an energy. He wants to prove Kraft wrong. And I think Brady's success gives hope to organizations that you'll get a fresh Bill Belichick who knows that he wants to win before he calls it quits.
But do you guys think, I mean, my sense is that the success here came because he is brilliant defensively, but he essentially had an on-field offensive coordinator in Tom Brady, who so that part that side of the ball was taken care of.
Is this a plant?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear when you look at all the coaches that have traveled that it sort of requires number 12. But Bill is a pretty good coach.
Is a pretty good coach.
No, I mean that sincerely. If I'm a fan of the Falcons, would you rather have Dan Quinn or Bill Belichick?
Look, when McCarthy pukes on his shoes tomorrow.
Right, which will happen. He already tried to do it against the Lions. They just gave them the game.
They're going
to,
I mean, Bill in the cowboy hat is going to be the 10-gallon hat.
Whoa, God, will that be awesome. Tom Brady calling Bill Belichick cowboy games on Fox.
Let's go to Worcester County and talk to Matt here on WEI. Hello, Matt.
Just kill me now, text.
Hey, Matt, what's going on? Matt. Sorry, Matt. Let's go to... we haven't talked to Al in a while.
Al, I'm worried about you. Why are you so angry when they're doing what you wanted them to do? You're, like, deranged lately.
But wait, Chris, I'm not... Chris, I don't... Listen, it's sports, buddy. It's sports. I don't get angry.
You were angry with Greg. You were angry. You were definitely angry.
Well, angry with Greg. Well, okay. Angry with Greg. Well, I know he's the one that does the call screening. He wouldn't... After Curran came out with what I had been saying on your show every day for 4 years, you know what Greg Hill did? Wouldn't take my call for 2 weeks. Not even left me on hold for 2 hours. That's what Greg did, because he wasn't one of
me. He let you on this week? I heard you talking.
The privileges intact. Yeah, he wanted. It's funny how that show was the only show that does the Belichick interview that the whole country has got this right by Belichick, and you guys are still, you know, quit. This is a day today. This whole week, you guys, forget about Mayo. It should be one big retraction, one giant retraction on all the mistruths that were spewed about Tom Brady, the crafts. Let me ask you this about speaking of the crafts.
You're breaking up, yeah, now. I'm losing your signal. Call back later.
Let's go to Jerry. He seems like a smart guy.
He also agrees with you. I don't want to go to Jerry. Let's wait for Matt to come back.
Right.
617-779-7937. It is stunning, though, right? The week, the pace at which things have happened this week, which, you know, they waited 3 days. That had to have been decided Sunday. Optics, they wanted to wait.
Right.
To make it
when
seem
did Jesus
thoughtful.
Rise?
Wow. So then the Bill announcement, and quickly Mayo, well, the press conference from Robert, Mayo's announced, no GM here today. So we're already past to the draft. So they're moving on. They're going to have their guys at the combine. You don't want it, but it's Groh and Wolf. Groh, Wolf, with Mayo, and we don't know the offensive coordinator.
Okay. I cannot be less enthused about a hire. Matt Groh has failed. He has failed as a person in this personnel department. And all those two are the useful idiots for Jonathan Kraft to do whatever he wants.
Well, could you really say they failed if Bill truly had the power, the executive power?
Who do you
the final
think
say?
Said pick Tyquan Thornton? Do you think it was Bill Belichick who had watched him in the Shrine game?
Well, I think Cole Strange seems like a Bill pick.
But just a disaster, Ken.
By the way, Bill's draft history has procured Mayo, his next head coach, right? 2007, traded that first-round pick to the Niners.
Oh, wait.
Well, they got the pick in 08, but they traded for next year's first and then got Mayo because the Niners had a pretty poor record that year. Right? They had the 28th overall pick. They traded it to San Francisco. They got the first-round pick next year from San Francisco, ended up taking Mayo with that pick.
And well, it was the 7th that they traded back to the 10th for a third-rounder right. from the Saints, I think.
So Bill's draft genius led to the drafting of Mayo and his replacement.
Great.
That's his
story. Why didn't they have a first-round pick at the end of that year's draft?
I don't remember. I don't
know. Spygate.
I don't remember the details.
Yeah.
Jerry in New Hampshire. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I agree with you, Chris. I think the Patriots are a long, long ways away from winning another Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm dumbfounded by Kraft's decision to, you know, have Belichick leave, fire Belichick. I mean, really, when you look out there, who is a better quarterback or who is a better coach than Bill Belichick that's on the market right now? He's proven he's won Super Bowls. And I know, you know, football is a business. If you don't win, you know, things have to change. But I don't know why they didn't just change course and acquire more talent, spend some more money and acquire more talent. I think if Belichick was still there and he had talent to work with, I think the team would resurface really, really quick. So I just don't know. It's like starting at square one, like they gave up on everything.
They sort of gave up on everything, but
they did.
It's not square one for them. It's, they have in-house guys in place.
You know what? I like this 401s plan, okay? Because I don't trust Elliott Wolf or anybody else. Third overall, Marvin Harrison Jr., take him. Sign T. Higgins, trade a fourth rounder for Russell Wilson. You got a quarterback?
What?
That's what I would do.
Russell Wilson?
Yes.
No.
If they have this defense with that offense, you get a tackle, then they're... 8-9 win team.
Yikes. All right, time to trend. We're here till noon. Fitzy and Hart, the Six Rings guys, chomping at the bit.
Chomping.
They are ready to take over noon. Noon to 3 today. leading you up to NFL football action. And we got Browns, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs in the 23 below wind chill.
If you like money, the Browns are the easiest bet of the weekend.
You think?
Yep.
I heard our man Costos calling for that as well. He's wacko for Flacco.
I told him that earlier.
Okay, here's Joe
for me.
Here's Joe B in the news.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One week from today, Curtis, you and I will be at Winter Weekend. We had some fireworks last year, and Tom Werner will be there. Late report, so we'll have some Sox talk next week, but it's all
our show.
I'm not sure. I hope so.
We're not doing a town hall. You saw that.
Yeah, that's true. We will be getting a number of guests, from what I'm told, from our Red Sox partners. So looking forward to that. 10 to 1, Curtis and I next week out at MGM Springfield, and Bradfield will follow us 1 to 4. So we'll be there from 10 to 4. Today, though, it's, of course, all the news coming in about the GM. There is no GM. It's a dueling GM. You thought the dynasty was over, Curtis? It is not. We have dynastic succession here. Elliot Wolf, son of Ron. Matt Groh, son of Al. Jonathan Kraft, son of Robert.
Al Groh famously took over for Bill for a season when he departed for Foxborough.
Hmm. So we have two GMs that are not the GM. Brian O'Halloran may be in the mix for a third seat at that table. And Raquel Ferreira.
This is bad.
You think it'll be a mess?
This is awful.
Right now, if you had to say, next year, like disaster or progress? That's my question to the fans. How do you feel about this? Is this going in a good direction? The first couple days of the post-Belichick era.
Every decision since firing Bill Belichick has been the cheaper option.
What was the buyout for the coach? Do we know?
Well, they have to offset and pay Bill whatever the difference is in what he earns next year. Mm-hmm. So instead of going after, say, Vrabel, and paying a buyout to Gerard Mayo, you kept Mayo, and instead of replacing the GM, which was Bill Belichick, you just keep the two people that worked for Bill in the same position.
Well, the second question that Kraft fielded in the Q&A was about not getting trade value back for either Brady or Belichick. He said, interesting question, it's a private business, blah, 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 went on to say we wanted to do the right thing by those guys. Do you think Bill said adamant, no way you're trading me. That's number one. Same as Brady. His hand was forced in both cases.
Right, because Bill showed up for work and he said he's under contract.
But they could have traded him and held Bill over the fire and waited.
Mike Florio talked about this. It's not as easy as that because it's not the owners aren't governed by the CBA, where players, unless they have a no-trade clause, are governed. But the fact that if they want to get paid, they have to show up for work. It's not the same with the coach.
So, but Bill would have run out of places. He would have run out of seats at the table for opposing coaching jobs. He would have had some impetus to maybe accept a trade somewhere.
No, because then they just have to pay him to do nothing.
Yeah, but he wants to catch Shula.
I'm telling you, Robert Kraft was not going to pay $25 million to Bill Belichick to do nothing.
Okay.
He was far more incentivized for Bill to get another job than Bill was to get one.
617-779-7937, Matt in Charlton. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Been better.
Good, good. Love your show. Listen every weekend, morning. Kind of upset you guys didn't have the producers on before your show. It's usually a nice...
It's a good show. It'll be back in a couple weeks. Kostos is on.
Into yours.
Extra right, Kostos. Cool. Yeah, good.
There we go. So my question to you guys, we know Mac Jones was Kraft's baby in that last draft with everything going on media-wise with who drafted him, who didn't draft him. We obviously know Belichick hated him throughout this past year. Do you think that management or ownership is going to make Mayo stick with Mac Jones for another year or going forward, or do you think they're going to see what they can do and go from there? Because we do know that Bob Kraft really wants to give Mac Jones a chance. I just really hate to see us lose even more.
Matt,
and
I hate
Mayo
to say it.
The bus.
Matt, thank you for the kind words. I now believe Mac Jones is likely to be in the running for starting QB.
Absolutely. You're with me. He's here. He's not going anywhere.
Matt Groh elevated, Elliot Wolf elevated, Mac Jones in that position with Billy O'Brien. Robert Kraft, now it all coalesces. Instead of Robert Kraft in the 2019 summer sitting down with Bill Belichick when they're at the contractual impasse with their quarterback saying, okay, who's our quarterback in 2020? Before we give Tom the get-out-of-jail-free card, work with me here. What's the plan? Is it Jarrett Stidham? Is it whatever? Instead, they acquiesce, they capitulate, Tom Brady can walk, and it's Jarrett Stidham and then Cam Newton for $1 million in June. Then, that next offseason, it's clear as day, Robert Kraft says, Tom won a Super Bowl, you absolute dunce. I'm going to draft a quarterback at 15, and we're going to spend like drunken sailors on the offense.
Right.
Doesn't that make sense? It's all, and then for yep. Robert Kraft this past week with a straight face to tell the media that he never meddled. You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when Eric Mangini, may not remember this, but Eric Mangini was introduced as the head coach of the New York Jets prior to Spygate? You know, he was still a loved figure.
Mm-hmm.
He got in front of the media. I'll never forget this. Michael Hawley was on with Dale in the midday and he was just dying laughing. Eric Mangini with a straight face said, he called every defensive play the last 3 years with Bill Belichick, which everybody who covered the team knew was patently false, that right. Bill Belichick is the greatest defensive mind in the history of the sport. I'm sure there were plays that he, you know, said, we're doing this. It was an overcompensation for something that he was sensitive about, and that's what we had this past week with Robert Kraft.
Joe, do you have that cut? No, I was looking for this particular one, just in terms of when the dictatorship, when the full control began. I think it's interesting to hear Robert talk about that evolution.
Just to be clear, he didn't have all that power and rights. I don't think it happened till after the third Super Bowl, but it slowly happened. And, you know, in my opinion, he earned it. And it worked pretty well for most of the time. But all of us need checks and balances in our life. We need what I say, I call it, we need Dr. No's around us, people to protect us from ourselves. And, you know, as things evolved and you get more power, sometimes people are afraid to speak up. I'm speaking about all companies, and I think it's good to have checks and balances, and But once you have it, it's kind of hard to pull it away and expect to have the accountability you want.
So now there are checks and balances. Now it's a democracy, I guess, in some form or fashion. Sort of. Yeah, sort of. Dr. No. I'm Greg's Dr. No. Almost told him not to come in late in the week.
I mean, God, is this
bad? You think
we have
a COVID outbreak in the building now that Greg has been?
You know what? There's the potential that Bill, similar to Tom, looks better and better after what occurs following his departure.
If he goes to Dallas and wins with Dak.
But I'm not even saying it's not as relevant what he does. If this organization flounders.
It can't get much worse, though. Four wins is the rock bottom, right?
For the first time in a generation, you have an opportunity to fill a vacancy at the top of your football department. And instead of doing any kind of a search, you say, yeah.
This is the Cam Newton approach.
We'll have Matt Groh and Elliot Wolf make the most important decision we've had since Drew Bledsoe was drafted.
Let's go to Kyle and Lowell. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Looks better and better. Oh. I mean, I got to say, anybody who thinks that firing Bill Belichick is going to solve anything is in for a rude awakening. Robert Kraft.
Well, it could have.
He's not with Robert Kraft at the reins here. He's starting to step in like Joe Bowden's status, in my opinion. I called in his speech about Tom Brady to start the year. I mean, it was obvious. This guy should not be out in front speaking anymore. He's lost it. I mean, and Curtis, you did make up a great point. I hate to agree with you, but it goes beyond 2019. So in 2014, they thought it was important to start looking for a backup quarterback for Tom Brady if he decided to depart when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
In 2018, you get two high draft picks, but that isn't in the back of anybody's mind when Lamar Jackson is on the board.
Great
Instead,
point.
We go Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel.
Oh, so bad.
The lack of any type of planning or any type of idea of what to do is just – that's what created the void and now is creating us just plumbing in a mediocrity. Is that what happened there? You know that every NFL team, go back to the Packers with Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, you always have to keep a developing backup quarterback. You have to continue to draft and continue to develop when you have a – star quarterback because there's a chance that they might leave. And that's what creates mediocrity when a star quarterback leaves the NFL franchise because the rest of the talent is usually crap.
That's a great point,
Kyle. Even Kyle, excellent in 2020, call. I mean, Jalen Hurts is there in the second round. You traded back and got Duggar, who was a good pick, but still, like, if you needed a quarterback.
You had three picks in the first round in 2018 and 2019. You got Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, and N'Keal Harry. I mean, and the people in that front office are still there. Tyquan Thornton.
But the shackles are off. Wait until Wolf and Groh are left to their own devices.
When Tyquan Thornton catches the ball, doesn't it look like it's by accident?
I like him on the jet sweeps, though.
It's almost like you can't tell that he caught it because his arms are and his wrists are so small.
It's just, that is such a great call by Kyle that you're sitting there and you bring in Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel in a year when you could have been planning for the future. Unbelievable.
Let's go to Angry Principal Dave, principal's office.
Good morning, everybody. I need to make a public apology to Robert Kraft. Could not be more proud of that man sitting up there and just speaking the truth. And that comment he made about the checks and the checks and balances is so true. And Curtis,
what was true?
Well, I'm going to tell you, because you're flip-flopping like a walrus sitting out of water right now. You're all over the map. You're sitting here questioning every draft pick that's been made. Guess who's made every single draft pick?
Well, Bill Belichick tell you Kraft drafted Mac Jones.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay, Ken, who drafted Mac Jones?
He took the quarterback. Dave, that's so true. Come on, that's fact.
He
may have got pushed.
0
for
1. What's the next one?
No, first of all, listen. No, I'm not 0 for 1. And now you're going to sit here and you're going to say that Groh and the other guy can't do the job?
Right.
How do you know? Now that Bill Belichick's dictatorship is gone, he no one ever wanted to contest him. Look what happens if a player speaks up with him. You never see him again. Coaches, he buries everybody.
What are you talking about? Kendrick Bourne questioned him all the time. He kept getting the ball his way.
What, 2 years later?
No.
I mean, it took how many years?
What are you talking about? He was only on the team for 2 years.
Well, then a year later. He got buried his first year, did he not?
No, he played after they had the Thursday night game against the Bills, and he publicly questioned the game plan. He played the next week. Am I right?
Here's what you're doing. Yeah, I guess you are. Here's what you do. This is what you do all the time. You take like 3% of an argument. Like, you find 3% of evidence that is going to cater to your argument.
Correct. The most important draft pick the last 4 years was Mac Jones, and it wasn't made by the guy that you say is a dictator.
The most important draft pick is going to be made this year, and I have all the confidence in Groh and all that team down there because these guys have skills. These guys have expertise. They were never able to shine. The Thornton pick, you think that was Matt Groh's pick?
Yes, 1,000%.
Oh, you're so full of it, Curtis. You really think that was a Matt Groh pick?
I can say it in Spanish,
Do you think Bill had no involvement in the draft?
I think he was there.
That's what he's trying to claim.
I think Bill Belichick drafted Christian Gonzalez. Yes. I think that he drafted Keon White. Yes.
So Bill did that, but Matt Groh couldn't do that.
Yeah, Bill doesn't draft offensively.
All the failures of Matt Groh and then all the successes of Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, that's me always praising Bill Belichick.
He is a flip-flopper. Are you on Team Bill now?
What are you
talking
about?
Now that he's gone, you're like pro-Bill?
I don't think that Bill Belichick was sitting at the Shrine game saying, you got to take Tyquan Thornton. I think Bill's expertise is on defense. But either way, would Matt Groh be leading any other football department in the NFL?
Elliot Wolf might.
Ken, stop pivoting. You are so annoying. Would Matt Groh...
He's not leading it. He's co-leading
Ken,
it.
I'm asking a question. Would Matt Groh lead another NFL...
I don't know. How do I know that?
Nobody knows anything. That's kind of... you should probably understand the medium that you're in charge of. Do you believe that Matt Groh would be leading a roster department in the NFL?
I don't like speaking about things I don't know about, even in this medium. You might like to pontificate as if you know all the answers.
Curtis, I'll answer. The answer is no.
Of course not.
How could you say that if you're not an owner of a team?
Well, how could I say anything? Do you know what a good restaurant is? Can you be a chef?
Hey, I think you need a little more deep knowledge of the guy we're talking about.
I have watched every play of the Patriots my entire life. I'm obsessed with the NFL. I watch it as much as I can watch anything in the world. So, yes, I know what I'm talking about. And I know that the Patriots, at one point, were run very successfully.
Okay, Al Groh, his father, had been in football from, like, the 60s.
Yeah,
so I'm sure his son had some osmosis. And has some credentials. It's not like he's out of the blue. Maybe somebody would hire Matt Groh.
So you'd vote for Barron Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
Like Barron. And Barron. Let's go to Phil in Maryland. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Could you imagine that guy's your principal and he's not prepared for a simple argument?
I like his argument.
Anyway, go ahead, Phil.
Hey, just kind of wanted to switch a little bit. How do you guys think the media is going to cover the team now that they don't have to step around and cater to, you know, the curmudgeonous Bill standing up there every day and even on your guys' program on the Monday mornings? Is it going to get more pointed? Are there going to be more direct questions, a little bit less give and take, but a little bit more what are we doing type of stuff with the new head coach and whoever stands up there?
What do you think about that, Curtis? Mayo, it depends how Mayo handles himself, of course. We don't know yet. Some have called him. Rappaport said he's, whatever, Belichick Jr. or something like that, Gerard Belichick. But I mean...
Everything that I have heard, and I will admit, I don't know much about Gerard Mayo, okay? Anchor Principal Dave, I've never spoken to him.
Well, how could you not know anything about Gerard Mayo?
From everything that I have understood from people that do know him is that he is his own man and that he is a confident person who fully believes that he's ready to take on this challenge.
He is on the Bill tree, though, right? I mean, that's going to be, historically, he'll be looked at as a Belichick tree guy just by default. He worked underneath him for 5 years.
Correct, but I do put the players slightly different. That, you know, like Troy Brown, let's say it was, I don't view Troy Brown as a mouthpiece for Bill Belichick. Troy Brown is his own man, maybe one of the more underrated Patriots of all time. And Gerard Mayo is a guy that middle linebacker. You look at guys like Antonio Pierce and D'Amico Ryans and guys that have been successful. I think the linebacker is sort of like the catcher in baseball. They become good managers because they have to know everybody on the defense's job. They call the plays. They set the alignment up, all of that. So he has a great, you know, background. He's been successful. He's been on championship teams. He's played with some of the greatest players of all time. And he is someone that, whether it's Edelman or Ninkovich or, you know, people who on the broadcast, everybody sings his praises. So I'll trust him. What I'm saying about today has nothing to do with Gerard Mayo. It has to do with the fact that they didn't conduct a search when they made the deal with Gerard Mayo, they did not envision that the team would be 4-13 the following year and that it would be his job. They thought this was a couple years down the line. And the Matt Groh, Elliott Wolf tandem is terrifying.
How much control, power, grocery shopping does Mayo get?
I don't know. I guess if
they pick a defensive player.
It feels like it's just three people. That, I mean, it's probably Jonathan who gets the most, honestly.
Yeah. What a war room that's going to be.
God in heaven.
Let's go to Bill in Falmouth. Hello, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, Chris and Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I think that what I've learned over the last couple of days is that all along the plan was to have Bill Belichick train up Gerard Mayo to be his replacement. And he's basically a little bit in Bill's image. I'm not saying he's not his own man, but they just wanted to continue the Patriot way. And mm-hmm. everything we've seen since Bill Belichick got fired very quickly tells me that that's true. They're not going out and looking for anybody that is going to bring this team into the current world of football where free agency is so important. So I don't think you're going to see big spending, but what you might see is a couple of acquisitions in free agency just to kind of differentiate this year from the last couple of years to try to maybe throw the press off of the Kraft scent of cheaping out, if you will, on the payroll.
That's a good bet. First of all, they almost have to spend some money, right? Isn't there a floor they have to get up to? And like when Brady left, there was an initial wave of spending.
Well, not immediately. After he won a Super Bowl. But here's what I would say. Bill said that that Belichick was working with Mayo to be the next guy. That's not true at all.
I don't think so.
He had his son calling the defensive plays. There was obvious tension in that room. The promise to Gerard Mayo was not made by Bill Belichick to replace him. It was made by Robert Kraft.
Seemed like Mayo blamed Bill for leaking reports of disgruntled employees at the way Mayo was handling himself, right?
Yeah,
that
I
seemed
mean,
to be from Bill's side.
I do not believe that Bill Belichick, if it were up to Bill Belichick, it would have been Steve who replaced him.
So will Bill ever be welcomed back while Mayo is there? That will be something to watch.
I think,
he's not going to come back. He's going to be coaching somewhere
else. Yeah, I don't think it'll be. I mean, but if he is, the Cowboys come here next year, not this next season, and I believe the Chargers are here this year. So if he goes to the Chargers, he'll be making a trip back to Foxborough this year.
617-779-7937. Busy day today. We've got Fitzy and Hart after we are done here in just about 15 minutes up until 3 o'clock, and then NFL pregame. How about two of the great voices in American play-by-play? Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan on this air later tonight. Two big football games.
Can't wait.
Via Westwood
One. I remember when the Patriots used to be in those.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crafts are not backing down. Sticking with their guys, Curtis. It's all Bill's fault. Belichick ruined it. His personnel decisions, his coaching, they're keeping the rest of the staff together.
So, let me be very clear. I would rather Gerard Mayo coach the team than Bill Belichick next year. I believe Bill Belichick's time had run its course.
You're a happy man.
There's every chance that Gerard Mayo is a great head coach. I am beyond disgusted that Matt Groh and Elliott Wolf will be leading the football department. That means
not official, but if you're just joining us, that's the news this morning.
According to Phil Perry.
And no hire. First Schefter said no hire to bring a GM on maybe after the draft, and now Phil Perry saying that they're just going to keep Groh and Wolf.
I am frustrated that while it's fine that Gerard Mayo's the coach, that there was no interview process whatsoever because the job they promised Gerard Mayo does not fit the team in its current state. And every opportunity, Robert Kraft has chosen the option.
Now, why? Now, more on that. Why do you think it doesn't fit the team in its current state?
They believed that the Patriots of two, so not this past season, the one before it, was solely a Patricia Judge issue on the offense. That the bringing in of Bill O'Brien, and we all thought that too, was going to fix it and they could be a playoff team, right? Pretty much that's sort of a Cliff Notes version.
Agreed.
So in that process, there was the potential that Gerard Mayo was going to interview for the Carolina Panthers' vacant head coaching job. So Robert Kraft, in a panic, said, don't leave a la Josh. We're going to give you the coach in waiting tag. Believing that that was at least two seasons away, because if they're a playoff team this year, then Bill's going to be here for at least a year or two following that. So that is not what happened. The team fell on its face. They quit. They went 4-13. They were the third worst team in the NFL. They have the worst offense in the NFL. So they had thought when offering this to Gerard Mayo that Bill O'Brien would fix Mac Jones and that the offense wouldn't require the detail that it does now. Right now, the defense is set, basically. I mean, you're getting Christian Gonzalez and Judon back. You have
that's to Gerard's favor.
Of course.
That's part of the benefit of keeping him.
But I would guess if they hadn't guaranteed the job to Gerard Mayo, there's at least a 30% chance that they would be giving the job to somebody else right now, which is not saying it's overwhelming. But there would definitely be a interview process, especially given the names that are available. When they this with Gerard Mayo, they didn't know that Mike Vrabel would be available to join them, or Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
So,
and Vrabel's whining and dining here got him fired there.
Exactly. So,
and he's the popular pick, right? I mean,
right.
That's the way to go. But
I feel like it's coming across as negative about Gerard Mayo or negative about the firing of Belichick. It is not. It is that they have chosen Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh to be leading the football department when the drafts have been an abomination.
More reporting on this from Jeff Howe. You want to hear Jeff's take on it?
Who picked Chad Ryland?
Groh. I know definitively that was a Groh pick. Jeff Howe writes, fluid situation with the Patriots front office. Matt Groh and Elliot Wolf will continue to run the operation for now. The Patriots will likely interview additional candidates for leadership positions, but there's no guarantee at the moment anyone will get the GM title. Vacant GM title is a possibility, Howe confirms.
Now, does vacant, you know, it's just very sad because you know how I stand about John Henry, that he has been cheap, 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 cheap with the Red Sox. They have been not reinvesting in the team. They bought a soccer team. They bought the Penguins and, you know, they're...
Better purchase the Penguins or the video board?
Penguins, because you also have Mbappe going to the Liverpool football
club.
That's
a separate purchase.
So anyway, I can't stand that the Patriots are heading in that direction.
Well, one more call here before Six Rings takes over. Russ in Connecticut, talking about that very thing, parallels. Hi, Russ.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
I was, I'm with you, Curtis. I heard what you said yesterday. So I want to draw a parallel between the Red Sox and the Patriots. And the way I'm looking at this, John Henry and Robert are increased venues around the stadiums, okay? There's 51 right now that I heard concerts and entertainments wanting to rent them, okay? So are these, and you know, Robert said in his noontime whatever that he, you know, he sat on stainless steel bleachers.
Right. Sullivan Stadium, right.
But in that conversation, okay, he said that the Patriots organization is his asset. That's a hell of a lot different than talking about the team. And he hasn't, you know, paid or opened his checkbook. He blames everything on Bill. Bill did it all, and I don't buy it.
All right, thank you, Russ. We got to run. We're up against it. He sounds like Harry Callis, Russ. Great deep voice.
Harry Callis.
This is Harry Callis. All right, great voice from
Michael Jack Schmidt.
Mm-hmm. Fitzy and Hart. They'll be ready to sound off next.
You think if his middle name was Bob, he'd do that, but because of the double entendre, that's why he made those calls with his home runs with the Phillies.
So your prediction of what's happening Tuesday when you get back? Oof. Anything now? I mean, it's not just watch the weekend. Watch the carnage.
Nothing Bills better than playoff football.
Bills, possible destination.
Let's go Dolphins tonight. Big win.
Philly? Possible destination for Bill?
I think that's the most likely.
Really? What about Dallas?
If Philly loses Monday night,
he goes to Philadelphia?
It's more ready-made than the Cowboys. You don't have to deal with the Joneses. You got Lurie.
Oh, a lot of pressure there for Bill. Go to Dallas. They're used to losing.
You know who would roll over in his grave? That senator from
Arlen Specter.
Arlen Specter.
Yeah, nice job. All right, Curtis, nice job today. Joe B., nice job. Fitzy and Hart next. Don't go anywhere. Lots of reaction. Patriots week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.